Good morning. Good day. Chayadim, Klaus on Bazayin, and we're learning Simon Beis. Chayadim addresses a argument which people use as an excuse to relieve themselves from kibud av v'em, and he responds to it very strongly. So again, he's not getting into the halacha yet. He's just discussing the importance of kibud av v'em and maybe removing a motivation or at least an excuse why some people have not to do kibud av v'em. Yisachar pi davrei shakar. Those who speak falsely, their mouth should be stopped up. An act of sakar is like when you dam up a river. So the same thing over here, we're going to close their mouths. However, they say the following false thought. Shenem sikhim l'haksik toiv l'av v'em. They do not need to be machzik toiv to the parents. The parents' intent wasn't to have children. The parents' intent was to have their own personal pleasure in their intimacy. When the child was born, and the person put a nature, an instinct in parents to take care of their children, just like any animal. We don't look at the animals as having a curse of toiv to the parents. So arguably, if the Russian made that as the nature of the parents, we have no chiyuv of a curse of toiv. This is what people say. Yis almon v'yishtakakun v'yiskarshun k'riksiv te'alam l'sipsei sheker, that the words of sheker should be left standing by their own self. They have no validity. They should be shtika. They should become like mutes. Arguing this, that you're comparing human beings to animals, really all it says about them is that they are like animals. The Bereshim did not give these individuals, they did not appreciate the fact that the Bereshim gave them understanding that human beings are different than animals. This is what Chazal meant when they said the following, when a person is kafir toiv in the benefit he receives from individuals, eventually he'll be kafir toiv in the toiv of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Why? They have no chiyuv of a curse of toiv to HaKadosh Baruch Hu either. Chasim Shalom. Kivan Shanach to Maisa Yod, Shalom HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The person created us, he should take care of us. Meharoy Lehati Wallach Ba Maisa Yod. So, what do we have to appreciate? Vein Sofik, Kesharim, Shaomrim Kain, Shaim Kavrim Belibim. And truthfully, really what's going on is these people are denying the reality of the Bria, that a Kadosh Baruch Hu made us, and therefore we don't stand in the state of appreciation for what they've received. Now, it's interesting that the Chayotim just basically says very clearly this is ridiculous. He doesn't explain why it's ridiculous. So for those people out there who understand it intuitively why it's ridiculous, they can stop listening to the shir. But the Rav Olbo, when he talks about the concept of a curse of toiv, he points out that this mida of a curse of toiv is not a ben adam l'chaveroi. It's not ben adam l'malkum, it's ben adam l'atzmai. This is the defining element of a human being, that these type of things, they are intrinsic to what the person is. It's not an interface between anybody other than himself. There's people in the world who take it for granted that they deserve to get something. There's people in the world who realize that nothing, they don't deserve anything. They have no claim and right in anybody. Therefore, everything that they receive, they feel good and they appreciate the fact that they received it. If you truly feel good and appreciate the fact that you received something, you want to give back to the one who gave it to you. What the other person's intent was irrelevant, because that wasn't the point. The point is that since they did you a favor, the point is that you deserve zero, and everything you're getting is more than zero. So you appreciate the fact that you received it. The lashon of Chazal is hakaras hatov, recognizing the benefit that you've gained. But you can only recognize the benefit if you're not assuming that you deserve it. So the reason why people are denying this is not because they have this true philosophical argument. It's because deep down what they're saying is, I deserve to get this. So there's nobody out there who has a real claim on me because they didn't go out of their way to do it. But if I start with that, the Russian did not need to create me. Therefore, everything that he created and gave me was a chesed of a Kadosh Baruch Hu. So of course they have a Kadosh Baruch Hu. The parents, whatever their intent was, is irrelevant. I received tremendous benefit from that, and I appreciate that. So I want to give back to the one who's the source for that. So it's a wrong thought process to think that the root of the issue is that I owe somebody something. It's like a Beit Adam L'Chaveiro issue. It's a Beit Adam L'Atzmo. I started with the assumption that I deserve zero. Everything I get is such a wonderful moment. I feel a natural appreciation for the one who's the source of it, whether that was their intent or not. And that's how it's possible the concept of a Karsa Toiv. Moshe Rabbeinu has a Karsa Toiv to the sand and to the water by Mitzrayim. They had no intent. A Karsa Toiv has nothing to do with intent. It's a false notion to start with. And that's what the Chayyim refers to it as a falsehood. It's based on a false premise, a misunderstanding of what a Karsa Toiv is. Have a good day.